Simply Done, the podcast network.
What's going on?
What do you mean, what's going on?
You're shaking your head like, talk to me.
I don't know what we're going to do, dude. Period. I don't know what to tell you.
It's not my fault.
Yes, it is.
What do you mean, yes, it is?
If you wouldn't have ripped him off, he would have
steal any money.
Well, all evidence points to you.
Oh, bullshit.
It does, too. I got to tell you, I don't even know what to do here.
What do you mean?
Coming to you pre-recorded from Simply Down the Podcast Network Studios at a secret location in West Hollywood, California, it's the Big 3 Podcast. Hi, everybody. I'm your old pal, Don Barris.
The guy on that other side ain't around today.
Just introduce your fucking
and
self.
And I'm Scary Perry, the king of Fright Night Comedy.
Yeah, the king of Fright Night Comedy. The king of fucking up the podcast.
I didn't do shit.
You didn't do shit.
You did it all.
I did shit.
You did it all.
Right, bullshit.
Blame it on me.
I am blaming it on you because it is your fault. Anyway, I hate to start off with bad news, but we have some bad news. Why don't we do this? Why don't we play the phone message from Mole right off the bat? He explains that he's left the show. Hit it.
Hey, Dan. What's going on? It's Walter calling. Hey, listen, man. You know what? I've been around this this crazy world a couple of spins, and one thing that I've learned, I'll tell you what they are, is that you can't close your eyes when you sneeze, and also they don't make cold medicine as strong as they used to. And also another thing I learned, the Big 3 is over. It's just, I just can't see us being able to keep doing the show when we don't have the one thing we need, and that's trust. Because when I hear Perry accusing you of being involved in stealing our money from that live show, I just can't take it. I know he's my best friend, but I can't have him saying that you did anything like that. Because, Dan, I looked at the records, and I got the records, and yes, it's true. He did make that deposit with money he's earned from the live podcast. Anyway, it's really difficult to talk about because, you know, it's painful and emotional, and also I'm really messed up on old-fashioned top medicine. Anyway, I need to figure out what to do. I may need to a new best friend, and there's only one person who could have been that new best friend, and he's American hero and skateboard enthusiast, terrifying Tim Popevic, and he's still missing out there. No one believes he's alive, but I do, because in the Sea of Japan, and there's only one place for a man like that to go in the Sea of Japan. I know where he is, and I'm going to find him, and I'll be back with my new best friends one day, hopefully. Anyway, have a good podcast. I'll talk to you later, buddy. If you see Scaremaster, tell me that he shouldn't be such a big liar to everybody. You know, it is. It's Mole. Also, it's Mole.
Yeah, that was Mole.
Whatever.
And okay. What do you mean, whatever?
Whatever.
What do you mean, whatever?
Look, I did a job. I got paid for the job that I did.
Yes, you got paid $100. And then all of a sudden you found $974.98 in your account. Where'd you get that money?
From the check that was handed to me.
I don't know what you're talking about.
By you. You want to look, do me a favor.
All right.
Contact Nick. Talk it over with Nick.
What do you mean?
Because Nick is in charge of all that shit.
Okay, well, what do we do? Because I spoke with Mark.
Nick is in charge of my fucking accounts. He's in charge of what I got paid. He's in charge of everything. End of story. Next subject, please.
I spoke with Mole after that call. He's done. He called the bosses upstairs, told them he was done. He told me he was done. He's going to the Sea of Japan to try to find Terrifying Tim. Because he says he knows where he is.
Yeah, in bits and pieces with the airplane.
All right, but the guy that was on the search and rescue mission that sent us a $10 shout-out last week, he expressed some things that make us think that quite possibly Terrifying Tim may still be alive.
That's
everybody
crazy.
Hopes. I don't need Mole chasing him, but he quit the show. He's done. and it's because of you.
It's not because of me.
Yes,
it is. I did nothing wrong.
Okay, I'll tell you what you did wrong. You stole money from him.
I didn't steal shit from Mole.
Then how'd you get the money?
I got a paycheck.
From who?
From you guys.
From whose guys?
From you. I believe you handed it to me.
Okay.
Yeah, you handed me the envelope.
All right. Can you keep a secret?
Can I keep a secret?
Can you keep a secret?
What's the secret?
All right, the secret is yes, I scammed Mole out of some money. But where you fucked up is you let him think too much.
Who read the fucking letter that said Mole read the letter that I got $974.98.
Right.
What does that mean?
It means that
I got handed a check for $974.98.
All right, but if you would have just let it slide, how did he find out about anything? Because you
gave him the fucking letter to read, jack off.
No, because the week before, he was wondering about that because you opened your fucking mouth. Like everything. You fuck up every scam you've ever been involved in. Tell me one scam that's worked for you.
I never scammed anybody.
All right. That's the difference. My scams work. The only time they fail is when you're involved. You're a bad luck piece.
I'm not the type of guy that scams people. All right. I work for a living.
What do you mean you work for a living?
I used to work for a living.
What's your job?
I used to be a grocery clerk.
How long ago?
Back in the 80s.
Back in the 80s. We're in 2012, Perry.
Then I worked for my family's printing business for a long time.
Till when?
Till 2009.
Till 2009. That's 3 years ago.
And I haven't done anything ever since.
Right. So you don't bust your ass. You fucked up a scam, and now it's going to probably ruin the show. After Mole called, the bosses upstairs want to replace Mole immediately.
Who do you got?
We have a group of people coming in.
Andy Dick?
No, Andy Dick is not coming in.
God.
I don't want to do it without Mole, period.
I don't think it's going to be hard to get him back.
With you lying?
Lying about what? Look, I'm as honest as a fucking heart attack.
All right, you want to get Mole back?
Yeah.
All right, here's what we need to do then. You need to be part of the scam. I got the perfect scam. All right, you have to admit that you took the money. But why did you take the money? You were raped.
That's where I lie again. I don't like
lying.
All
right, well,
I'm not good at lying.
Okay.
You know that.
You got to get good.
How about I needed to get my truck fixed or something?
Nobody cares about that. Mole understands rape.
Oh, God.
You can do it.
That won't work.
Why won't it work? Mole will believe that. And the reason that you took the money is because you had to go to these rape clinics and it cost you a lot of money.
Oh, my God.
Say that you can't give them the money back because you had to pay doctor bills and you had to pay for a therapist. He'll feel sorry for you, and he'll let you have the money. If you say you got your truck fixed, he's not going to buy into it, or he's not going to give you money. He'll want the money back that you stole.
God.
It's a simple story. Anybody would believe it.
It's stupid.
It's not stupid. Mole will fall for it. That's all you got to do. I'm going to tell Mole that you took the money and you're willing to admit to it. Okay?
I hate lying.
Okay, but you can do it. You can do this. Anyway, it is time right now where we give you, the listener out there, a chance to be part of the show. Because right now it's time for the $10 shout out.
$10 shout out.
If you've never heard the show before, you actually may have walked into one of the last ones we tape. Hopefully not. If Perry can help out, hopefully he can keep a straight face and do the job. Anyway, this is where we will listen to you. We will take your shout outs, and all it costs is $10. Now that's straight cash. There's no checks, there's no money, or it's straight cash only. And you send that to $10 shout out, care of Don Barris, 7510 Sunset Boulevard, number 153, Hollywood, California, 90046. Now we have a couple shout outs here today. Dear Don, as fellow humanitarians, we want to recognize you for your willingness to put your reputation on the line to set the record straight regarding the 1992 Randy Callahan rape of Perry. by clarifying that Perry did not blow Randy, which I've been saying for a few years now. Perry only gave him a hand job. You show that you will stand up and defend your friend against vicious rumors, no matter what personal cost, despite the potential backlash of the misinformed Italian gay bashers. You constantly defend Perry. This is even more impressive since he has a history of mistreatment towards you and to his best friend, Mole. The world would be a better place if more human beings were made of such high character and grace. Please accept this $10 shout-out as a small gesture of our appreciation. P.S. We included $10 for Mole since he's been Perry's best friend, even though he is often verbally and physically assaulted by Perry. We didn't include any shout-out money for Perry. We were concerned that any side income could affect his disability payments. Sincerely, the Standard for Brothers, Jeff and Dan. Okay, well, that's nice. Let's see. And we only have one other one. Dear Big Three, I'm the guy that helped prove that Perry stole money from Mole by hacking into the Scaremaster's bank account. I'm just waiting for my orders for my next move. Do you want me to clear all the money out of his account? No, I don't want that. Don't touch his money. Leave it alone. While doing research to try to build a case against Perry, I found out some interesting news about his great-uncle, Antonio Corsi. Did you know that he was the model that posed for the famous statue called End of the Trail? The painting of the statue was used as the cover of the Beach Boys album Surf's Up. Waiting for my next assignment, love you like a bro. Anyway, if you need my help for anything, I'm there for you. Big Three, Hugh A. Craig III.
Yeah. That's a real cool album cover.
So this is real?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So your uncle is the guy on the Beach Boys album Surf cover. Up.
Yep. He's on a horse.
Yeah, I know. I know that album very well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's my great uncle.
Well, anyway, way to add to the conversation. And that was today's $10 shout-outs.
$10 shout-out!
As I said before, the bosses upstairs want us to audition new people to replace Mole because, as they say, they're not going to be blackmailed by Mole. We're going to bring out the first applicant to replace Mole. I personally, I'm going to lay it right out there. I don't want Mole to be gone from the show. I really don't. And maybe we can convince him to come back if Perry does his role. But we have to go through this because the bosses upstairs want this. So the first guy we're going to bring out here, I know this guy very well. He's been in the movie The Hangover, The Hangover 2, Due Date. He was cut out of the film Funny People. He's in the comedy special, Sarah Silverman, Jesus is Magic. He had a nice role in there. He also has an HBO show coming out very soon. So on paper, it seems like he has a pretty good resume. This is my friend, my good pal, Mr. Steven Brody Stevenson.
Yes!
There he is.
Grab a seat right there.
Hey, how you doing? How you doing?
Hold on, let's not...
Steven Brody Stevenson.
How you doing, Steve?
Hey, call me Steven. I'm doing great.
Steven.
Or you can call me Steve.
Brody.
You know, I'm here to bring positive energy. That's what I do. Mole, you know, is doing smoking, not showing up. Who knows? I'm here to replace with positive. Yes.
All right. Brody, can I just interrupt real quick? I don't mean to bust your bubble. You're a good friend of mine. I've known you, I don't know how many years, but I've always appreciated you. How do you know?
I've known him for about the same amount of time.
Is that true?
No, you've known me for about since 2000.
Since 2000.
Okay, excuse me.
So about 12 years.
12 years.
12 years.
So where did those other 8 years come from? So you lied again.
Is that all you
do is lie? Is that all you do is lie?
Look, I'm not lying.
You didn't lie. You said 20 years.
Okay, 12 years.
12 years. That's right.
12 years.
12 years is what it is.
Okay, anyway, the point is... You are my friend. We are friends. And I really like you, but I'm going to tell you something honestly. I want Mole back in the show.
Why?
Because Mole has been a friend, and this show has a chemistry, a special chemistry. And I think that, you know, the bosses upstairs are forcing these applicants down our throats. and I'm nothing against you, but you are here to talk about why you would be better than Mole, and you, this is kind of your audition, but I'm just telling you right off the bat, I hope it doesn't happen.
Well, you know, we've spent a lot of time together.
Yes, we have.
And I feel like we do have that connection.
I think so, too.
I think he's a very good stand-up comic as well as a good comedian on all the movies that he's been in.
Really?
Thank you, Scary Perry.
Okay. You know, if
what
Mole,
do you mean, but?
If Mole can get his shit together, it would be best that Mole returns.
So, hey, what do you mean? I'm here to replace. I'm here to bring the best Stephen Brody Stevens I can bring.
Well, here's the deal, Brody. Mole shouldn't have left. Perry lied to him because he stole money from him.
I didn't steal money
Perry,
from him.
You're already breaking the story.
All right, then I'm...
Okay. You know what you should do? Tell Brody the story and start practicing telling the story. And then by the time you tell Mole, it'll seem more realistic. Tell him what happened.
I had some car problems out in the desert.
Tom, you forgot the most important part.
Talk to me.
We had a big show in the main room. We did two podcasts from the main room.
I was there.
Yes, you were.
It was great.
It was great. Thank you. And you were very good when you came up. You asked your questions.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that night, this piece of shit stole money from Mole.
Are you serious?
Yes.
That's what they're trying to say I did.
Okay. Perry.
Okay, whatever.
Okay, so this piece of shit stole money from Mole. And he hid it. Mole figured it out. And he knew that you did it. So when he found out for sure, he couldn't trust being around us anymore, so he quit the show.
Right.
But tell him why you stole the money. There is another side to it.
All the doctor bills.
Well, tell him what happened.
Bills.
Tell him what happened.
I was raped.
What? You mean physically?
Yes.
Where?
In the desert.
When?
Do I have to tell you when?
Yes.
I don't remember.
Okay, Perry, if Mole asks the same questions, you
it was
have
like
to
a week after the, or a week before the show.
A week before the big podcast.
Big three podcast.
So you're saying maybe June
middle of
18th.
June. Middle
something.
Of June.
Yeah.
You were raped?
I really don't want to get into this.
Tell the story, Perry.
I was out in the desert. Okay, I was skateboarding out in the desert. And I had some car problems out there. And I only knew the one fucking mechanic out there that used to repair our cars when I lived out there. And I brought it to the same fucking garage. And the fucking guy that raped my mom raped me, too.
When did he rape your mom?
Back in 1980.
Let's just stop right there. Okay. We don't need to talk about your mother. This is all about you.
Perry, I was raped. That makes you feel any better.
What was your story, Brody?
I was fondled.
By him?
No.
Perry, let's be serious for once.
Okay.
He's trying to tell a real story.
What happened?
I understand what you're going through. Because when I was younger, I was bullied sexually. And
it's disgusting.
This doesn't upset you at all. This doesn't make you go back and relive some of the things that happened to you now, does it, Stephen Brody Stevenson?
I don't relive it. I'm just, what does it say about me?
It says nothing. It says absolutely nothing.
Because, Don, you called into the, I did a show, and that's why I feel like I'm good for this job.
Why is
that? I deserve this job.
Okay, explain.
To replace Mole, because you've been there for me.
I adore you. You're my best friend in comedy.
And I feel like you're a guy who can get me through some things that bother me.
Well, anytime you ever want to talk to me, I really mean it, Brody.
But this thing that happened to me when I was a kid, was that my fault? And
absolutely not.
And how do I get over it? I'm over it. I just haven't had any, like, regular relationships, I think.
I remember that one girl you were going out with. What was her name? I remember you were kissing her in the back of the Comedy Store, looking over her shoulder to make sure everybody was watching you. What was that girl's name?
Alessandra.
She was a very nice girl.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember shortly after you started telling people that she was your girlfriend, she jumped off a cliff.
She slipped.
You pushed her.
Perry, no. Why do you try to be funny when you're not?
Oh, shut up.
Okay, anyway, what I wanted to say is, Perry wants to get this off his chest. So would it be upsetting to you if he talked about what happened to him in Palm Springs?
You know, I'm only thinking maybe upsetting to me because I hope it doesn't happen to me. My mom lives down in Palm Springs. I go down there. You know, am I going to have that same thing happen to me? Am I going to – I don't skateboard, but I could have car problems.
It's got nothing to do with skateboarding.
Perry, you could help me.
Just be careful of where you go, please. There's assholes everywhere.
All right, well, tell him what happened to you.
I went to this garage that was the only garage I knew of.
Yeah.
I should have went somewhere else.
But don't start blaming yourself. It isn't your fault you were raped. What were you wearing that day?
My skateboard shorts.
Oh, okay. Maybe you were a little bit.
So, you know, I mean, I was hot. I was sweaty. I was disgusting. I felt I was wiped. I was tired.
What did he do to you?
What do you mean?
He did something to you.
Yeah.
Tell us what he did to you. Be strong.
Grab my ass.
Oh, that's it?
And he tried to get down my pants. I was pissed. I decked the motherfucker.
Perry, that doesn't sound like a rape.
That's not rape.
Okay. Steven, Brody Stevenson, hold on just a second.
Nowhere near what happened to me.
I think he's hiding something. Mary Jane?
Well, Perry's good insurance doesn't cover cosmetic surgery, and I think that his rectal reconstruction operation is where the money went.
Oh. Oh,
God.
So
you had to bring that up?
I'm sorry. Go to more therapy.
Did he push you down, yes or no? I think it's good for you to talk. He pushed you down.
God.
Are you crying? Are you crying?
I don't even want to bring this up anymore, man.
Perry, it's best that you just talk about it.
It's best that I bring it up so you feel like, oh, you're the big guy that doesn't get fucked in the ass by other people, yeah.
Stop. Take off your headphones for a second.
Okay, I'm taking off my headphones.
Perry, just do the fucking story. You're making
this
up. You're making up a story. What you've got to think about is you've got to make this story as graphic and as disgusting as you can. Because what you want is you want Mole to say, oh, keep the money. That's what you're trying to do. Brody, put your headphones back on. All right.
Got them back on.
Pick up the story, Perry.
I didn't realize it, but, you know, I wasn't thinking. The guy tripped me into the trunk of my car, pulls my shorts down, then starts fucking my ass.
Oh, that didn't happen to me. I got fondled. I got dry humped.
And the way he held me, I couldn't move. I couldn't believe it. I just couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it.
Perry, can I make a suggestion? When you're telling this story to Mole, make it a lot more graphic, or else it'll be Mole, the one that's not believing it. Anyway, I do like you. I'm glad you're here. So we're going to try and work you into a bit.
Can I ask a question, though?
Shoot.
You know, when I was a kid, that did happen to me.
Yeah, I know.
What, and you're saying, is Don Barris to Stephen Brody Stevens, that it wasn't my fault, I was confused, and I was... Because I'm not gay. I don't, like, look at guys and go...
I'm not gay, and I never will be gay.
All right, do you understand what he's saying here?
Right.
It's not your fault for neither one of you. You've got to let it go.
Do people survive all the time from this kind of stuff?
Well, Perry, 20-some years ago, was in a thing where some guy forced him to jerk him off while he blew him. Perry has never talked about it since. So he got away from the whole thing.
I try not to talk about it. You guys always bring it up.
You brought it up earlier. Anyway, the point is I think you've done nothing wrong, Brody. And you've got to understand that. Okay?
I want to be around your positive message. That's why I feel like I'm right for this job. I feel like I need to be doing more shows here. And it starts
Well, let's try this. Now, during the shows, we always have a thing called mole play. That's where Mole will come up with a scenario. He'll cast a scene using the people in the room. And then what he will do is he'll direct the scene. Now, I'd like you to do this. It would be called Brody play. But right now, it's time for mole play.
Mole play, mole play, let's play mole play. Mole play, mole play, let's play mole play. Mole play!
Yeah.
So what are we going to do on today's Brody play?
We are going to go into the future. Perry will be playing Perry. Don, you'll be playing Mole. Perry is going to tell Mole that he is the one who stole the money and why he did it on today's Brody play.
Hey, what's up, best friend in the world?
What's going on?
How you know?
All right,
Dan said you had something you wanted me to hear.
I need to talk to you.
You can talk about anything. You're my best friend in the world.
About the money.
What money are you talking about?
The money that I stole from you.
What money?
The money from the fucking show.
What do you mean?
You keep asking me for money that I took from you from the show.
You're the one that took it?
I needed the money for the surgery on my ass.
Why did you need surgery?
Remember me telling you that I got raped when I did that skateboard event in Palm Springs?
You never told me that.
I sure did.
No, you didn't.
Oh, Christ. How many fucking times do I got to tell you? I was raped when I went and did that
skateboard. Oh, no! What happened to you, buddy?
Oh,
who raped you? Let's find these fucking guys.
The mechanics that were fixing my car.
Oh, bye. I didn't know you were raped. And you took the money that I made from the show?
Yes.
Why did you take that? Why did you need that money?
For surgery and for therapy.
What kind of surgery?
For buttocks surgery.
You had your buttock surgery?
Yes.
Oh, no, buddy!
Oh, Christ, it's fucking sick. I was over by the back of my car. I reached down to tie my shoes. Motherfucker pulled my shorts down and started fucking me in the ass.
Are you crying?
I don't want to talk about this, Mole. I don't want to talk about it. Mole, come on, man. Just stop making me talk about this. It's disgusting. It's just really sick.
Was it Randy Callahan who raped
you? No, it wasn't Randy.
Who raped you?
Raped me at fucking mechanics that I knew years ago.
Are you really crying or are you faking?
Stop, Mole.
Are you faking?
Stop, man.
You're faking, aren't you? Just admit that you're
faking. I'm not faking anymore.
If you're faking, you admit it right now. I'll let you keep the money.
I'm faking.
And that was today's Brody play.
Mole play, mole play, let's play mole play. Mole play, let's play mole play. Mole play!
God, it just makes me sick. I gotta bring this up.
Okay, well.
Makes me sick.
But you know what? We'll get Mole back.
Hey, but what about me?
I thought you did great. We now see what you can do, and there'll probably be a vote and see what happens. And if you're not on the Big Three podcast and things don't work out there, we can do another show here.
We'll put him in Windy City Heat 2.
Yeah.
And have him fight with Mole in Windy City Heat 2.
Okay, first of all, I should say that Perry has no credibility when he says something like that.
Right.
So don't get your hopes up.
Okay.
Shit.
Anyway, but it was nice having you. Where can we catch you performing?
You can catch me performing at the Comedy Store, at the Laugh Factory, at the Improv. I have an HBO digital show coming out called Brody Stevens Enjoy It.
And that started on August 6th.
August 6th that started on.
Okay, and that's fantastic.
And that's a little bit of a reality show that I went through, and check it out. Hopefully you'll like it.
Can't wait to see it.
I can't wait to see how people react to it. I did something. We put it out there. And it is a documentary. It's some reality. There's some scripted bits. There's some stand-up. There's some reconciliation. It's technically a documentary reality with some laughs. I'm the subject. It's well done. And it's six 15-minute episodes.
Oh, it's fantastic. Nice. I can't wait for this thing to come out. Now, you have a Twitter account?
I have a Twitter account, at Brody Is Me Friend. And that's based off my busboys in New York, Tony, Albanian Tony, and Mr. Lee. Brody, you good guy. You me friend. It's kind of like an homage.
I always wondered why you did that, but now I understand.
Brody Is Me Friend.
So that was a great story. Well, thank you, cool. Stephen Brody Stevenson.
Yes, positive energy. You got it. Yes, parked, brake, on, straddling the sidewalk, legally there. You're feeling it. I'm feeling it. Yes, getting it back. Positive, push, push, yes. Thank you.
Well, what'd you think of Brody? Do you like him?
He's a nice guy.
Yeah.
But he's not Mole.
No, he's not. If you're just tuning in, it looks as if Mole has left the show. And we've been forced by the bosses upstairs to bring in candidates to replace Mole. And this next guy, you know, I don't remember if you like him a lot or not, but he has been sent here because people feel that he could help out the show. You've met him a couple times before. Here he is, Dr. Tommy Morris.
You can put a squirrel in a gunny sack. You throw him over your head a few times. You bring that sack down, put your hand in the sack. It'll bite your fingers off.
Well,
are you sure you're not a lesbian? How you doing, everybody?
Okay, we're doing fine, Dr. Morris. Couple questions
first
for
off,
you.
Dr. Morris, you're not a doctor. Get that stupid name doctor out of your brain.
Dr. Morris. Perry, stop it. Now, you've been brought in here to replace Mole, or a possibility of you replacing Mole, I should say. Now, what do you think you could do to help out the Big Three podcast?
To restore order, I can do a rainbow all around you, looking upside down. You can't put a butter knife through that.
Yeah.
Are you sure you're not a lesbian?
Okay, but how could you help out the show? You're really not answering the question. As a matter of fact, I know that that's not your regular voice. You've said this before, that sometimes you use the Dr. Phil voice to put people at ease. Let's be real here for a second, okay? Do you mind?
You want me to use my real voice?
It would help. What do you think, Perry? Or do you feel better him doing Dr. Phil?
Do you feel more? Cause a lot of people feel more comfortable with the Dr. Phil voice because they know him and he's on TV a lot.
All right, well, let's let you use your regular
voice. We're
already
listening to his regular voice.
Okay, let's do that then. All right. You can do
your
regular voice. Perry, stop being disrespectful.
Disrespectful?
He's never disrespected you. You shouldn't.
He always disrespects me.
What do you mean, Perry?
Can't stand me.
Stop, both of you. Now, Dr. Morris, you're here because the bosses upstairs want you to possibly replace Mole. And so far, I haven't seen much. I mean, you're coming here and you're starting shit for no reason. Now, what could you do that could help out the Big Three podcast? It's a simple question.
Well, I believe that I can restore order. You guys fight a lot.
Yeah, we do.
Restore order, we fight a lot. That's one and two.
And you talk over each other.
And how
I'm not, I'm not saying that as a three because it's not good enough.
I don't even think the two. I don't think
we're going for three. I think we're going for multiples. The list continues on and on.
There's a lot.
There's a lot to do. I mean, specifically with you, Perry. I mean, I think there are things about you, especially your hairline, that I can read in your hairline. It's almost like Chinese leaves.
So you want to suck my dick and fuck me in the ass like that other group of faggots that love to do that shit to me, like the rest of this fucking ordeal that happened to me in Palm Springs over the fucking car matter.
You want to suck my dick, too? It's hot in
here.
That's
right. You do a Louis Anderson impression. I forgot.
You got cum all over your face, Perry.
What planet did that voice come from?
What are you talking about? I'm confused.
He's a cartoon now.
He's a cartoon now. A cartoon getting fucked in the ass.
Go ahead and do your ass fucking impressions.
Show me your cock in other guys' mouths.
Okay, I don't know what you're saying.
He doesn't even... Please.
Huh?
Huh?
All right, Perry was recently raped.
Oh, yeah. That's right, huh? I forgot all about
it.
Yeah,
you did forget all
about
it.
Brutally raped recently. Top 5 minutes on the bird serving 100,000 millions of people. Top 5 minutes on the board. Who's been brutally raped?
Me? I was brutally raped recently in this room.
Number one answer. Show me Perry.
You're looking at him.
I don't know how this is working at all. I mean, you know.
It's not.
Let me tell you something, Dr. Morris. First of all, I want Mole back.
Right.
We've been kind of force-fed you. You've come here before. The bosses upstairs felt that you would be good for this show. Mm-hmm. I don't know how you could possibly be good. You've done,
for instance, if I was to do
you've it. But you've done nothing but harass Perry.
He sucks.
Why does he suck?
He sucks. He's got nothing funny for the show.
I'm not here to be funny. Let's be clear about this.
You're a complete pain in my ass.
All you know that I do is impressions. Thinks he's funny.
You do a Wolfman Jack.
That wasn't Wolfman Jack.
But you do a Wolfman Jack.
I do a Wolfman Jack. I don't need to be doing the Wolfman.
Wolfman, have you ever met Louis Anderson?
Hey, Wolfman, you want to suck my cock?
The Wolfman don't suck dick, fag.
You did. You did when you were brutally raped.
What do you have in your mouth?
An antacid.
Why don't you chew it up and swallow it?
I am.
Morris, are you okay?
I was simulating a man sucking a cock.
I got a thing in my mouth for my stomach because I'm having stomach problems right now.
From all the cum?
No, I have agita.
No.
That's Italian for an upset stomach.
Dr.
Perry
Morris.
Is fighting things. He's fighting his homosexuality. He's fighting
homosexuality.
So you think he really is gay?
Absolutely.
Why? Why do you say that?
I mean, I can look just by looking at his face.
You're sick.
I can see how some of the muscles are tensed up in certain areas.
Really?
Yes. I mean, look at around his mouth.
Boy, you're doing anything. You're doing anything and everything that is a complete lie. That is a complete fabrication, and that is despicable because only wish you could get me.
See, he constantly tells us he is not gay. He has made that comment for years.
Exactly.
And I always thought he wasn't. But when you bring this up that he mm-hmm. is gay, I've never seen him with a woman.
Mm-hmm. Mary. Oh, yeah, right.
Who?
Leah.
Leah. Leah.
Lisa.
Who? Who's Lisa?
I mean, who's Lisa? Lisa yeah. Marie.
Okay, hold on. All right, let's talk about that. Have you ever made love to her?
Do I have to make love to her? Lisa Marie was my co-host on my public.
Did you ever have sex with her?
I don't have to have sex with her.
Okay, well, we're
I
talking
love
about
her as a friend.
Okay, well,
I love her like a sister.
Are there gay her. Guys that can like
Terry.
Women?
Terry Anfuso.
She jerked you off with her feet.
Fucked me with her
How
butt.
Many times?
She fucked me. For real?
Just
How
because
many times?
People have
once.
Once. One time.
A lot of gay men.
Oh God, this is disgusting. I'm not a fag! I'm gonna kick your fucking ass, you fucking fag.
No, he's not a fag.
He's a fag! He wants me to be a fag.
No, Perry, you know what? Instead of fighting this, I mean, what are you saying?
I'm not a fag!
You talk about all these women that you've been with before, and like all I said wait a minute, stop! Stop! All I said to you was that I've never seen you with the woman. You're, bullshit! I was with Lisa. Did you ever sleep with her? No! With Terry Ann Fluzzo. Did you ever sleep with her? One time. Perry, I'm just saying. Is there
Lydia.
Any woman... Is there? How many times you slept with her?
Lydia? God, I can't even count that.
Really?
So many years.
How many do you think? You think more
in
than
years?
I did with her?
Oh, God, yes.
Okay.
But this is very common.
You fucking asshole.
What? This is very common.
Because it wasn't your place to be sleeping with my Lydia.
I didn't know she was with you. How was I supposed to know? I'd never seen you with a woman. You didn't say she was yours. I didn't know. I'm sorry, Perry.
How much did you pay her?
I didn't pay her anything.
This person in question that Perry just asked you if you paid her, did he have to pay her when he was with her?
Never.
You've mentioned three women.
Susan Block.
Who's Susan Block?
Dr. Susan Block.
You had sex with her?
I had sex with her.
Did you pay for it?
I paid to go to the show.
What does that mean?
I'll tell you what it means. It means he's paying to try to prove to himself that he's a heterosexual. What he's actually doing is defeating the actual purpose. I mean, you having sex with someone's feet, that's an acting out homosexual behavior.
Listen, loser. I'm a man.
Okay. A homosexual man.
I'm a man.
A homosexual man.
You're a dreamer. You only wish I was a fag like you. I won't even say homosexual because that's just way too nice. You're a faggot. You're a cocksucker. Mm-hmm. And you only wish I was your type of faggot cocksucker. I'll never be a faggot or a cocksucker. I'm a very religious guy. I'm very verbal right now because you're pissing me off.
I see a lot of anger coming from Perry.
I can't stand lying. I seriously can't stand lying.
I think you're
lying.
Good, though.
Then why are you lying to me?
I am not good. I suck at lying. You're the fucking pro. You're the fucking riverboat swindler. Gambler with swindler, whatever the fuck.
Perry, you're not bad at lying. I think you're very good at lying.
I suck at lying.
You're lying about your homosexuality?
I'm not lying about my homosexuality, you flaming faggot.
See how you're doing right now? You're doing great right now.
If I was listening to this, I would actually
I'm not gay.
All right.
I'll never be gay. I'm a Jehovah's Witness. I'm a God-fearing human being. I'm not a guy that's going to take another guy, look at his hairy fucking ass and say, oh, yeah, I want some of that. Fuck you!
All right, well, listen, I don't know what the people upstairs are going to think about your performance, but I thought you did a great job, Dr. Tommy Morris,
and we're
going to find out how this works and who's going to be replacing Mole, if Mole's replaced at all. So I'd like, once again, is there a... If somebody wanted to get some therapy from you, how would they go about doing that?
Well, they can go to my website, tastyjeff.com.
Okay.
Or, go straight to Dr. Phil. This guy's a fucking loser. He's a liar. He's a scam. He's a snake.
No, I never said anything.
Go straight to Dr. Phil. He's over at CBS Broadcasting. Do not, I repeat, do not ever go to this fucking loser on this fucking comedy podcast. That thinks he can take over Mole's spot for fucking doctor therapy.
Okay, well, we don't know that he's not going to. Anyway, well, it was nice to have you in, Dr. Tommy Morris, everybody.
Wannabe doctor.
Oh, geez. So what'd you think of Dr. Tommy Morris?
He's an asshole.
All right.
Complete asshole.
Well, I don't know if he'll be part of it, but that was Dr. Tommy Morris.
He is not a doctor. He is not a doctor.
Yeah, well, he is a doctor.
Whatever.
Stop. I have no idea who's going to replace Mole. I just hope nobody replaces Mole.
Same here.
Yeah, I know. Well, anyway. Wait a second. Is that a phone call? Send that call through for us, please.
Hello. Hello, CQ. CQ. Am I coming in, Tower?
Mr. Adams, are you okay?
Yeah, hello. Yes, I suppose I am. I suppose I am all right. If you consider flying on my jet to the Sea of Japan with an incensed Walter Malinsky, all right, then yes, I am all right.
Well, that's great.
What's going on there, Mr.
No,
Adams?
No, I am not all right. Scaremaster, what have you wrought now? What have you done?
I'm
stealing from Walter. Listen to me. Listen, the bank confirms that the deposit from the live show was from you. Straight into your bank. Do not sit there and spin your spider's web of lies to me, Perry.
Mr. Adams.
Let me say something
Perry,
to you.
Perry, shut up. Don't say anything. We're trying to get to the bottom of what really happened on this one.
Listen to me. Listen to me. In the meantime... Walter is completely out of his mind. He said he's quit the podcast, and now we are off searching for his real best friend, American hero, and skateboard enthusiast, Terrifying Tim.
First off, Mr. Adams, he was
hey,
never
who's
a
that? Who are you talking about?
Hey, Mole, it's Don.
Hey, Mole.
Hey, yeah, and you know who he is? It's Mole.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, listen.
Hey, Mole.
Listen. I'm done. I am done with the lies. And also, I'm going to find Terrifying Tim in the Sea of Japan because there's only one place where he could have ended up.
What do you mean?
You know where in the Sea of Japan?
No, I don't.
I'll tell you where Terrifying Tim's got to be.
Where?
Monster Island. Oh, Mothra. Geez. Rodan. Gamera. Terrifying Tim. I'm with Quincy. We're in his jet. We're going to go find him. Listen, I got to go. Where I'm, I don't know how to steer this thing and stuff.
What? You're not flying the plane, are you, Mole? Mole?
Sorry, listen, he's back in the cockpit. Listen. Oh, cockpit, jeez. I like that. Anywho, I think I goofed in trying to save a couple of bucks on this trip with a pilot. Anyways, I do have a quick question for you, too, if you could help me.
Yeah, go ahead.
What do you suppose is Godzilla's favorite Kings of Leon song?
I have no idea. You have a guess?
I have no idea.
Mr. Adams, this throttle thing is messed up. Man, I said, what is Godzilla's favorite Kings of Leon song? Your breath is on fire, all right? But also, we're losing altitude, though. Listen, we have to run, love. Toodles.
Oh, jeez. Oh, my God. Why don't you tell Mole you took the money?
Why do I have to keep doing this?
What do you mean, why do you have to keep doing this? I'm confused. You got to talk to Mole. Here's the deal, Perry. It's as simple as this.
Shut up.
No, it's as simple as this.
I'm fucking talking. I'm talking to you.
No, you're not. I'm talking to you, motherfucker.
Bitch. I didn't steal the fucking cash. You did. I got a paycheck from your company. The Simply Not Podcast Network. The money goes to me. Mole should get his share. You should get your share. Where the fuck is Mole's paycheck?
Oh, I don't know. I scammed him out of the money.
That's it.
And then you ruined the scam. No.
Get back what he deserves.
We can get out of this with a simple thing. All you got to do is say that you took it and that you were raped and everything's going to be fine.
Oh, God.
All right. Well, you know what? What do you think's going to happen? You think if Mole hears that I took the money, you think he's going to like that? You think he's going to trust me ever again? If you say that you were raped.
I'm not a cocksucker.
Nobody said you were. You were raped. You weren't sucking cock. You were raped. Come on,
well,
Perry.
Well, fucking the so-called Dr. Tommy tried to make it sound like I got...
Well, he's fucked up. He won't be on the show. I didn't like his attitude. Okay. All right, just Perry, in the future, if we get Mole back, all you got to do, you were raped. You needed the money to pay for doctor bills. Mole's going to feel sorry for you. He will never bring it up again.
Oh, my God.
It's as simple as that. How can you? I asked you to be part of a scam. You can't do anything right. You ruined my scam.
Because it's not something that could ever happen to me.
Oh, three guys couldn't rape you?
No.
Well, anyway.
No.
We got to move on with the show because we have one last person that's coming here. If you are just tuning in, again, the bosses upstairs want us to find a replacement for Mole. So we've run a couple people through. Stephen Brody Stevenson, Dr. Tommy Morris, and this guy, ladies and gentlemen.
I would rather have Stephen Brody Stevenson rather than this.
Anyway, now coming out is another guy that could be. Give a nice hand for Ari Scheifer.
Hey, it's Ari.
How are you?
I believe his name is.
How you doing, Ari?
Ari.
I'm great. It's Ari. No, you got it.
I know Ari.
Thank you, everybody.
Now, as you know, you've been brought here because you're a possible replacement for Mole. Now, my question to you is, how could you make the Big Three podcast better?
Well, first of all, I'm a Jew. Yeah, Jewish. You don't get one of these for being a goyim.
That's a Jewish star on your neck.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's got that comical. First of all, I'm a Jew. You know.
You like well, this?
It's not. I laugh because, not because you're a Jew.
Yeah.
Okay. I laugh because of the way you said it. You're great with setup and punch. You're funny on stage.
I appreciate that. I actually wasn't trying to be funny. I was trying to make a point.
Right.
To the reason that I'm a Jew and that I can help you guys here is because, I don't know if you guys know this, but Jews, we're about money.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
And I can see you guys making some serious money.
Thank you.
Well, that's what we're trying to do.
Now, what at the stage you're at right now, I know you have those $10 shout outs and stuff. Like, how much do you make per episode? I just can't see it big enough. What do you make, like a couple grand per episode of this now?
No, we get the $10 shout outs and that's about it. Like, we basically make gas money.
What?
Yeah.
Is that serious?
Talk to this knucklehead, because all we get is shitty $10 shout outs and that's nothing.
How many of those come in? A couple hundred?
No, we
each?
Get a couple.
Like two or three a week.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Well, but we're also doing things like what we've tried to do is this. We're actually right in the middle of a donation drive where we have people donate $100. And if they do that, we'll give them a little kind of like a prize of Big Three stuff. And the guy that donates the most gets a very special prize. Like the last time, the two guys that came out for the Big Three podcast, they got a chance to have a lunch over at Perry's apartment. They got to go in bed with Perry.
Oh, please.
Were they in your bed?
It was
were they in your
it
bed?
Was just for a photo shoot.
Okay, anyway. Now, on this one, we have a very special jacket. Now, this jacket right here, this is Perry's jacket. And you can see it's ripped right there.
Is that from Windy City Heat?
Actually, Perry wore this at the Big Three holiday show that was held at the Comedy Store. That was a big event. That's where Mole ripped the jacket. 20th anniversary in show business where he... And this also was worn in Windy City Heat and... This same jacket that was worn in Windy City Heat and at the Big Three holiday show, Perry was also wearing when he was with Randy Callahan. They got his show business career started. So three big things.
Okay.
And we're going to, the person that donates the most money to us is going to get that as well as some other
prizes.
You're
doing that now?
Yeah.
No. That's a terrible time to do it.
Why?
I'm telling you guys right now, it's a terrible time to do it. This thing is just starting to take off. You haven't diversified yet. You haven't done anything. There's still syndication you can get into. You can make so much more money at that. I'm telling you. You can make so much more if you just wait a little while.
You're the
accountant. Absolutely. Absolutely do not sell that yet. You can make a killing off that. If you wait like, I can't even, 6-8 months, you can easily make 100 grand off that.
What?
Easily.
Well, I'd like to make 100 grand off that.
I can't say you can't. If you just wait.
100 grand,
you
sure.
You get your share, of course.
I'm all about money, man. I'm never going to replace the camaraderie.
Are you an accountant?
Yeah.
You're good at that.
Yeah.
Because you sound like you...
No, I know what I'm doing. I know numbers. Okay. I know numbers really well.
The Jew thing is what helps your accounting figures.
Yeah, we're all pretty good at it.
Yeah, you
we're
guys
all
are very
pretty good
at it.
Yeah, and my
banking.
Dad was into that. My dad was one of the founders of PricewaterhouseCoopers LLP.
What?
Wow.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah, but I see so much more for you guys in the future if you just wait. I mean, first of all, you haven't syndicated at all, have you?
Well, before you get into this, we're really doing it for the art. As Perry has said, he doesn't care about money. It's more about the art.
Wrong. I care majorly about money.
Well, that's
majorly about money. I don't do this just to fucking...
Are you belching?
Me. I don't do this because of doing it for nothing. I'm sick and tired of working for free. I've been doing this for over 20 fucking years and not making shit for money.
That's ridiculous. I see you... Getting this podcast bigger. It's already going. You already got the fans. That's great. But now we start monetizing
it. Well, we're getting more. I mean,
yes,
the ratings
it's building
are going
up.
Yeah.
Now we start monetizing. Then we start getting to films and TV, other roles. I don't know if you're interested in that. And that all leads to more money to funnel back into this.
How can you help us get there? I mean, if you were part of the Big Three, how could you help us?
Okay, well, I can never replace the camaraderie you guys have with Mo. I can never, ever replace that.
Yeah, 20 years together.
Yeah.
True.
But what I can bring in is cash. I see
Big Three
lunch boxes, Big Three kitty litter, Big Three sleeping bags, anything.
Big Three kitty litter?
Oh, what you wouldn't take money from that?
Hell yeah, but I mean...
We can put your likeness on
Big
anything.
Big Three keychain.
Housewives are morons. Sure, keychain, sure. But here's the deal. People, the bigger
Housewives
you get...
Housewives and morons, that would be a funny name for a show.
The bigger you guys get, the more you got to be aware of certain things that are allowed and not allowed.
All right, but like I said, and excuse me for interrupting you, Ari, but my whole thing is this is a show about the art. On this show, we were the first to not only talk about pop culture, but we also add in our own personal lives. So our whole show has always been about the art.
I'm a fan of the show. I like the show. I just think you guys should be living in a better part of town, if you know what I'm saying.
I like that.
The only thing I could see getting in the way right now is this. It's and Ellen DeGeneres had this problem too. It's just certain times the Midwest people aren't able to take certain things, and all the bragging like about what? Randy Callahan. I just think it's got to come down a little bit. I get being proud of whatever
disgusting.
You want to be proud of.
It drives me nuts. I'm okay. tired of it.
It's well, who are you much. Talking about bragging about it?
Perry.
In all fairness, Perry doesn't brag about it.
I don't like, I feel like I've heard bringing him. It up. I don't even want to talk about it. It's disgusting.
There's a lot of guys that will say stuff. And, you know, and this, and if I may say, this is what pisses me off. Perry did not blow anybody, but yet they continue to get in touch with us saying, oh, when you blew Randy Callahan, get it through your fucking heads. Perry did not blow anybody. He was forced to jerk a guy off while Randy blew him. Leave it the fuck alone. Let us move on. This is a show about pop culture and our own personal lives, not about Randy Callahan.
How was that situated with Randy Callahan?
Can we explain what happened and why that ended up?
Okay, you see, that's exactly what I'm talking about, Perry. You don't need to talk about it all the time.
No, I know.
But what? How? What position was that? I mean, in terms of him blowing you and then
I got in
trouble.
I got in trouble.
Okay, he's not asking that.
No, I'm just talking about logistics wise. Did you like reach down on the floor? Was he on the ground?
He was sitting on in his office chair.
Oh, so you stood up over him?
Yeah.
And you came that way?
And then jerked him off.
Yeah.
How did you jerk him off while he was sitting down?
Not easy. He was so small, too.
You're dexterous.
It was like an index finger in between a pinky and a thumb. I mean, a pinky and a ring finger jerking this little inky-dinky penis.
But he came like crazy, though.
He came not like crazy. He just came.
How much was it?
I don't know.
Well, he got an extra job that he got $45 for.
Okay. Well, you know, humble beginnings, man. Humble beginnings.
But let's put that shit, great. Perry, let's put the Randy Callahan thing behind us.
Excuse me, the big three dolls. Why haven't they come out on the market? They should have came out on the market a long time ago.
Oh, you blaming me?
I'm not blaming you. I'm just asking.
Why aren't there bobbleheads?
Okay. All right.
Why aren't there Pez dispensers?
Let's just slow up. All right. Anyway, Ari, I would like to say that you've come here. You brought some interesting points up to us. Is there anything else you could bring besides money to this show?
Man, I don't really see what else there is besides money, if you know what I'm talking about.
He's right.
It's business, man. There's no time for heart. You know what I mean?
He's
you
exactly
get it.
Exactly right. He's exactly right.
Well, yeah, we'll let the guys upstairs decide who's sure. going to be part of this. I want to thank Ari Schaefer for dropping down and
that's
coming down.
Ari Schaefer, not Ari Schaefer.
Sorry, Ari Shafir.
Ari, pronounce your last name again.
Shafir.
Shafir.
Ari
not,
Shafir.
Not Ari.
All right. Well, anyway, it was nice to have you come down,
Thank you very
Ari.
Much. I hope you guys would consider me.
Okay.
I'm a big
well,
fan of this podcast, and I would love to be a part of it.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, Perry. First thoughts on Ari.
He's very knowledgeable about marketing.
Does that mean anything to
yeah,
you?
Yeah, it means we can market our products. The dolls from the movie, we should have marketed a long time ago.
Yeah.
They should have been in a freaking Mattel toy company or something like Mattel, like Barbie dolls, and they should have been on the market like ASAP.
What the fuck are you talking about Barbie dolls for? Don't you think it's a little more important that we start thinking how we're going to get Mole back on the show? If we don't have him, eventually the show is going to be over.
Boy, what are we going to do?
I'll tell
Mole?
You what we're going to do, Perry. Maybe we should start by not believing everything that Ari says to you. I don't know why. I don't know what he said to you, but it seemed like you would follow him and do whatever he told you to do. All I had to do was open up his feathers like a peacock, and you were ready to sell your soul to him. All right, I see that we got to get out of here pretty quick, but before we go, I do have to say that one of the best parts of doing this show is that after it's all done, we get to have what I consider the finest in Thai cuisine. That's right, What the Huck. 323-654-7952. It's What the Huck. Now, normally Mole would probably do the number once again in Spanish, but he's not here, and because of you. So for next week's show, if Mole's not going to be here, we'll do a podcast. We're going to run a best of show. Now, what becomes bittersweet about this show is that Mole was there when we recorded the intros for it. So there is a possibility that this show next week may be the last time Mole is part of the Big Three. Now, if you want to get in touch with us on the social networks, I'm at SimplyDon1 on Twitter. That's using the number one. And I'm also on Facebook at Don Barris. Now, Perry's on Facebook at Perry F.
Caravello.
And that's
C-A-R as in car, A V as in Victor, E-double-L-O.
And you are on Twitter?
ScaryPerry818.
Mole is on Facebook at Walter Molininski. And on Draw Something, he's at Mole Something at Draw Something. Now, in my mind, there is nothing more powerful than the power of prayer. So, all of us, let's pray that they find our friend, skateboard enthusiast, Tim Perpetic, who we may have lost.
Tim Perpetic is no longer with us.
Well, let's continue to send things to his Facebook account saying that you wish him the best. And on Facebook, he is at Tim Perpetic. So some of the other guests that were on the show today, if you want to get in touch with them, you can get in touch with Stephen Brody Stevenson, and that's Brody is me friend. Dr. Tommy Morris is at Tasty Jeff. Ari Schaefer is at A-R-I-S-H-A-F-F-I-R. Big Three! Goodbye!
Goodbye.